From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after illegally crossing into the country from Mexico. As Sagar Meghani reports for the AP, the president's statement comes one day after he signed an executive order stopping his administration's policy of separating those families.
It's unclear what'll happen to the more than 2,300 kids already separated in recent weeks. Officials have said they're working to reunite those families, but have few answers on when and how. And critics say the change is not enough. Yes, kids will be kept with their families while detained, but they argue the children should not be held at all. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, House Republican leaders have delayed a vote on a compromise immigration bill until next week. The vote was initially rescheduled for Friday, but then was delayed in hopes of salvaging the measure. The legislation is backed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and was intended to be a compromise between conservative Republicans and moderates. The speaker said Thursday the delay will allow the groundwork to be laid for immigration reform.
And I think these are the seeds that are going to be planted for an ultimate solution, whether they get through today or they get through tomorrow or the day after that. These are good ideas that are going to ultimately show a way forward on this.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the legislation left Democrats out of the process.
They have not ever been interested. You know, they talk, and you, sometimes you all repeat it, that it's a compromise, but it is not a compromise. It may be a compromise with the devil, but it's not a compromise with the Democrats.
A more conservative bill failed to pass the House on Thursday. This is VOA News. NATO.